Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, my friends, this is the Vinnie Jovita Music Podcast, and I am your host, Rev Recluse, and welcome to the podcast. This is number 37 in the podcast series, and I'm particularly pleased as punch, which is extremely hard to say, by the way. I am particularly pleased as punch to put out this particular record that a friend of mine, Tom Brent, gave me. I was on his podcast, which I'll put a link to at the end of this particular podcast on post on Vintage Edmonton. But I was on his podcast recently, and we were talking beforehand about what we were going to talk about when I was a guest on his podcast, and he gave me this album that I'm going to play for you tonight. This is an album from 1987. This is an album called Apangee Mania by the Apangee Bottoms. I think it's called the Apangee Bottoms. I think it's Apangee Bottoms or Apangee Bottoms. I think it's Apangee Bottoms. But anyway, it's Apangee Bottoms. And the Apangee Bottoms were very interesting to me because they had what I would have predicted at first listen to, a very 90s sound to it. It was a very 90s power pop sheen to it that you would I would have seen on MTV when I was living in the States. Up here it would have been much music. Not unlike a band in the States called Too Much Joy, which I listened to a lot back then. It was a very, very punchy kind of power pop, kind of peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But when I first listened to this, I kind of picked it from 1995, 1996, right in that era. But this was actually made in 1987, which was really very interesting, very, I won't say shocking, but I was very surprised by that. So it was, you know, at least to me, a very, very much ahead of its time from what you would have listened to in 1987, which was still full-fledged in the power pop college rock radio, which we used to call it back then, of REM. I was very, very taken by the album itself. I wish it had been a little bit more gritty, a little bit more crust, I think, would have been a better way to put it. But you know, I wish it would have been a little bit more punkier, like REM's first single, Radio Free Europe, when it was the first original 45. But this is definitely fine stuff, and I'm pleased as punch to produce it to you fine people. So without further ado, let's get it going. This is from 1987. This is recorded and mixed at Camtech Audio Productions here in Edmonton, produced by the Apangee Bottoms and engineered by Cam Gousset. I believe it's Gousset or Goose. And special thanks to Sandy Gousset. And the liner notes for this give you a definition and a way to pronounce this, and I'm still not sure how to do it, but I think it's this. Apangee Bottoms are Ted, Todd, and John, loud, boisterous, hedonistic musicians who dig chicks, cheese, and beer. High-energy power-pop trio prone to producing clam dancing and split-baloney boogieing. So, very interesting. Again, from 1987, I'm going to play the very first song off this album. When I first heard this, the very first, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, I immediately flashed on to Fight for Your Right to Party by the Beastie Boys, the first hit that they had, the international hit. It sounded exactly or pretty close to that, and I kind of had a flashback to that. But it goes into, again, very fine power pop, a little bit ahead of its time. So this is the Apangee Bottoms with the very first song off of the self-titled LP. It's a song called She's Gonna Let You Down on the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Vinnie Jamita Music Podcast. That was the Apangee Bottoms with a song called She's Gonna Let You Down. They're very, very energetic, very boisterous, punchy, kind of a power pop band from Edmonton, Alberta. Again, a little bit ahead of its time. I would have immediately picked it about 1995, 1996. A lot of bands sounded like the Apangee Bottoms right in that time frame, well, kind of the last gasp of the power pop kind of independent scene that MTV and again Much Music were kind of focusing on then. So it was a little bit of ahead of its time. So I give them credit for that. And the next one I'm going to play for you is a song called "Pushing Up the Daisies." And again, more of that kind of a punchy power pop kind of a thing. And I wish they would have been a little bit more a gritty, a little bit more sleazier. But, it is what it is. So without further ado, this is the Apangee Bottoms with a song called "Pushing Up the Daisies" here on the Vintage Epithet Music Podcast. Welcome back to the Vintage Epithet Music Podcast. That was the Apangee Bottoms with a song called "Pushing Up the Daisies" from 1987. And just looking at the front and back of the album and the inside sleeve here, because this is on vinyl. But again, it's very interesting because it just looks like it should be a mid-90s band instead of 1987. So I will give them tons of credit for that. And it's very interesting to me. And a song I'm going to play for you for the last one. It's going to be a song called "Boys and Girls." This kind of flashed on the Knack from not necessarily the first album, but the Little Girls Understand, the second one. It was a little bit more primal and carnal than even the first one was. And I had a lot of that kind of a flashback when I was listening to the song. So this is a song called "Boys and Girls" by the Apangee Bottoms here on the Vintage Epithet Music Podcast. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Vintage Empathy Music Podcast. That was the Apache Bottoms with a song called Boys and Girls, the final track on their self-titled LP. I guess it was 2012 or 2013, was the 25th anniversary of this particular album. And the website that they had put up at for the time, which is no longer there, unfortunately, had a streaming version of this album for the 25th anniversary. Let all you fine people out there to hear it. And very, very bummed that I missed it at the time, and very, very glad I'm listening to it now. So I hope everybody enjoyed this one. Hopefully within the next couple of podcasts, I've got a couple of very, very, very big and very interesting surprises for you music-wise and maybe interview-wise, so just keep on the lookout for that. I think that's it, folks. As always, I would be remiss without saying that, yes, I am on iTunes. You can subscribe to me on iTunes. Yes, you can subscribe to me on TuneIn, on the TuneIn radio application. I don't know if Google Play Music is still around. Is it still around? I think it's still around. You can get me at Google Play Music as well. You can also get me on Podmatic and the Vintage Edmonton Music channel on YouTube, which I'm going to update very, very quickly and very, very shortly. So go keep an eye on that. And I think I've covered all of the bases as far as that stuff is going to be coming on. I got to give a shout out before I go to my good friends CC Sheridan and Kevin Coral, which have a great band called Future Children. And I'm going to be possibly on their podcast coming up. Hopefully by the end of the year, maybe at the beginning of the new year, if we can work something out. Because I got to call them in and do that kind of a long distance kind of thing. So I'm very, very interested in how this is going to work. I'm very, very excited to talk about them. They said that I can talk about Jandek, and nobody lets me talk about Jandek. So I'm very, even my wife does not let me talk about Jandek. So I'm very, very happy and very excited. I didn't even have to bribe them either. So I'm very, very excited to talk about possibly Jandek with these fine gentlemen. And I'll give you more info on that in the next podcast that's coming up at the beginning of December. Wow, it's almost 2018 is almost over. That's incredible. So yes, listen to that. Hopefully the update will be in the next podcast. And I think that's it. So I'll see y'all later.